And as listeners may note from the noisy background, we're right now on the line with a correspondent at a rally for public libraries in Cleveland, Ohio, outside the main facility of the Cleveland Public Library. Now, I must ask our correspondent, our guest, to introduce herself.
Hi, Stephen. My name is Marlene Powers. I'm the IT manager for Mentor Public Library in Mentor, Ohio. We are here today with about 500 other concerned citizens and library users to send a message to Governor Strickland that the proposal that was announced last Friday to cut $112.5 million from the fiscal year 2010 and $114.8 million in fiscal year 2011 will result in a 50% cut in funding for many of the Ohio public libraries. There's 251 of them, and 18 of those public library directors were here today to share in the one voice of Save Ohio Libraries Now. There is a website with information. We're urging all of our library users to phone and contact the state legislators and to ask them to look hard for other ways to balance the budget of the state of Ohio. We realize we've had funding issues, and we've already had a 20% cut in funding this year, and we work hard to make sure that these public dollars are spent wisely for all the citizens of Ohio, since public libraries are open to all of them. So I'm very excited to report that we have a strong showing here. We're all in the Reading Garden right now. Newsnet 5 from Cleveland is here, and right now they're interviewing several patrons to find out what this funding will mean to them.
All right. Now, how many of the libraries represented are part of consortia such as CleveNet?
Let's see. I wrote down all of them. Probably about five of them are part of the CleveNet consortia. We did hear from Huron Public Library, a small library, that commented that their connection to the world is with CleveNet. So it's a small library. And they rely mostly on state funding. And without that, they won't be able to take advantage of all of the resources in the People's University of Cleveland Public Library. It's a wonderful facility, and if people are fortunate enough to be able to travel here and take advantage of it, that's wonderful. But since they've worked so hard to make sure that others in the state of Ohio can take advantage of that by having other branches share those resources, it's going to be a great detriment. We also had Cuyahoga County Public Library Director Sarah Felding was here, and Lynn Hawkins from Mentor Public Library. They're both members of another consortia, Search Ohio. And that's a large group of libraries that are sharing their resources for a shared automation system. There's probably about 15 or so of those libraries, so that as a person in Mentor, as a library patron, I can get resources from Toledo Public Library, Mansfield, Clark, Akron, and Westerville Public Library. So it's a wonderful way to share those resources. And because of our state legislators 25 years ago said, we need to fund this library in Ohio so that they can all be connected and so that we can share those resources. We've been able to build these groups, and it's through continued funding that we can continue to do that.
All right.